painting to photography, from beadwork to woodworking. KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University presents Artbeat. Artbeat highlights the work and accomplishments of local artists from in and around Winona. Support for Artbeat is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Today on Artbeat, I talked to Kate Oker, stage manager for Shakespeare in Love and Venus in Fur at this year's Great River Shakespeare Festival. I caught up with Kate at the Performing Arts Center here on the campus of Winona State University. Kate talks about her job as stage manager and some of her favorite things about the festival. I'm Bill Stoneberg with Kate Oker on today's Artbeat. I'm here with Kate Oker. She's the stage manager for Shakespeare in Love and Venus in Furs. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us today. First of all, for our listeners who may not know, can you kind of describe what a stage manager does?
So essentially, I like to call myself a human checklist. I just make sure that all of the information that's in the rehearsal room is then gotten to the departments, to the designers, to the technicians. I make sure that everything is running according to plan, and then I'm there to problem solve as need be. And then I'm also the person who calls the show. So I'm up in the booth and I say, lights go, sound go, and I just make sure that everything is progressing forward and that we maintain the artistic integrity of the show as the directors leave after opening.
Okay. Sounds like you have a lot of hats to wear and a lot to take care of, huh?
Just like 1 or 17 hats, but it's really fun. It's one of those, a lot of stage managers talk about how they really like Tetris because it's fitting it in. And I'm not a huge Tetris fan, but I do like the minutia of like, okay, if this piece is here, then this piece is here. That means this person's here. And it's just one of those, it's fun.
Okay. How did you originally get into theater? Did you start as like doing stage management stuff or?
No. So I actually grew up competitive dancing. And then from there, I went to like my local school and did the high school musicals there and all of that. And I actually went to college for acting. And I was like, I don't know. I don't really like this. Not for me. And then I was in a class one day and I was like, nope, I don't want to be an actor, but I do want to do theater. And I'd heard somebody talk about what stage management was, and I was like, oh, I love all of those things. So I convinced the department head, essentially, to let me switch over to being a stage manager, and that's all she wrote.
Here you are.
Here we are now.
Cool. We've got Shakespeare in Love, which it's the regional premiere of that play, and then you're also stage manager for Venus in Furs. Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite of the two, or are they kind of equal?
They're so different because you go from having a cast of 17 plus a dog plus 3 musicians and a moving stage to just a much more intimate black box setting. But it's also you just work your mind in different ways. Like Shakespeare in Love is logistics. Like that's all it is. It's logistics, logistics, logistics. Where Venus in Fur is much more about the minutiae of the people and the play and really listening and making sure that you're telling their story more than just making sure that things happen at the same time every time. But if I had to say my favorite to call is Shakespeare in Love, just because it's, here we go. Okay. Always moving, always going.
Cool, lots going on in that one then, huh? Okay. Without giving away too much, do you have, since Shakespeare in Love's kind of a moving one like that, is there anything about that, you know, that is your favorite part?
I would have to say we have a balcony scene, and when we were working it in tech, all of a sudden I just like sat down and went, oh, that's real pretty. Oh, that's real cool. Because like in the rehearsal room, I was like, okay, I think I get what we're doing. I think I get it. Whatever. It's going to look fine. But then with the lights and the costumes and just how we had created it, it was really quite gorgeous. So I think that's one of my favorite moments is the balcony scene.
Okay. Cool. And what are some of the challenges you've encountered as a stage manager for these two productions?
A big one is scheduling. So without going into just like super nerdy stuff, is we are an equity theater. And so that means we run our theater by equity rules, which is the union for actors and stage managers. So two of the stage managers, myself and Kimberly Carolis, are the two equity stage managers. And then we have 8 equity actors on stage. Pretty much we treat everybody as an equity actor, but sometimes, you know, scheduling-wise, we can get around that. But a big thing for us is costume fittings and hours they can be worked and all of these things. So it was a big, that was a big challenge for us, is making sure that we're staying within hours while still making sure that everybody gets what they need. So that was a big one.
Okay. And speaking of hours, how long does it take to, from your standpoint as a stage manager, how long do you start working on a production before it hits the stage?
Oh, okay. So stage managers get a week of prep. So we do prep week a week before we start rehearsals. Venus and Fur actually started rehearsals a week before the rest of the season, just because of scheduling, everybody's favorite thing. So I've actually been working on these productions since April 24th, but the designers have been working on it since last November. And then we have about 5 weeks of rehearsal, and then in total 2.5 to 3 weeks of tech before we open and we're good. So it takes, at least here, because of our repertory schedule, takes us about 2 months on our feet with all of the actors to get it to go. But that doesn't include all of the time beforehand that the designers and the technicians have put into it.
Wow, there's a lot of prep going into this, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's just prep. Like, we're prepping for next season already.
Okay. And you you had mentioned earlier the magical moment of the balcony scene. At what point during your preparation do you get to actually see the things come together like that with the lighting and everything?
That's actually not until tech. And so that's about a week before our first preview. So we rehearse for 5 weeks, and then we go, each show gets 3 days worth of dedicated tech time. And then hours before previews. But so 3 days. So I think we got to that our first day of tech, and it was like, oh yeah, that's good. But we don't see that until 5 weeks into rehearsal.
Right. So does it feel like you're kind of flying blind before that, or can you feel it coming together?
No, you feel it coming together because we have the best team possible to do this. Like, I know that Megan Mori, our technical director, and Rachel Lan, our ATD, have put everything into making sure that the math is correct, and making sure that it is safe and that is sustainable, and that when we get into it, we're just going to have to work bodies in space more than like, oh, well, that didn't work. Because I know they have done their job so well. So it's a little bit flying blind, but you know that you have the best pilot, if that makes sense.
Sure, it does. So then, between the different departments like that, how closely, like, is there a department besides tech that you work real closely with, or is it mainly the tech?
I pretty much work a lot with tech, especially during the rehearsal process and in tech rehearsals itself. I'm really close with the lighting designer, because pretty much that's his only time to see it. So I'm like, what do you need? Where do you need me to call it? Here we go. And then as we progress forward, more front of house as well. So I'll check in with our house manager and our box office manager and make sure that they have everything they need for a performance, and just letting them know where we are, because once again, we are in rep. So things just change every single day.
Okay. Wow. It sounds like a really busy job.
It is. Definitely after we opened, I was like, okay, we can breathe. But it's one of those jobs that it's fun. It is tiring and it is frustrating. But at the end of the day, I really like it. And it's fun. Like,
cool.
I get to create magic.
Cool. And then once the show does start, running, do you still have a lot to take care of? Or is it kind of time to sit back and enjoy it? Or...
It's a little bit of both. So we will maintain the shows. So I will give notes to actors and to technicians, just like as reminders, here we go. And then just making sure that we start archiving what we need for the shows. So at the end of the season, we turn in our books essentially to the production manager and go, here's an archived version of the show. So next year, if for some reason we wanted to do Shakespeare in Love again, they could just open it up and be like, okay, Benjamin Book Vault entered here, and all of that stuff. But it does definitely slow down. The hours are reduced. You can sit by the lake. This is the month.
Cool. And you get to kind of enjoy your work then, see it all happen and come together, huh?
Yeah. And it just, everybody's schedule kind of mellows out. And then, this is the part of the season where you just kind of get to have fun and get to just focus on one thing instead of maybe 17 different hats. It reduces down to like four.
Okay. Have you been involved with the Great River Shakespeare Festival before, or is this your first year?
This is actually my fifth season here. I was an intern in 2013 and 2014, and then I was a non-ec stage manager, non-equity stage manager, from 2015 to 2016. Last year, I took a season off because I just had a contract that ran over, and now I'm back for my fifth season.
Cool, cool. Do you have anything that's your favorite thing about the festival, something you enjoy most besides your job?
Oh, okay. It's such a cop-out answer, but it's the company itself. Like, these are people that I have grown with and cried with and learned with for 5 years now, and they're some of the best people I know. You don't pick up and leave the comforts of your home city to be in Winona for 3 months if it wasn't for the people. And that includes the people of the city of Winona itself. You know, everybody that I encounter is so kind and generous and warm. It's just, it's never a question. If you're asked back, you say yes, because you just love it.
Okay, cool. So it sounds like it's almost like a family reunion when everyone gets together for the festival, huh?
It has been called Shakespeare Camp before, because that's what it feels like sometimes, is it's just camp. You're just having fun and making plays and doing silly things.
Okay, okay. That's pretty cool. I like that, the whole family atmosphere and everyone getting together. What is it about Shakespeare that draws you to it? What's your favorite part about Shakespeare?
One of my favorite parts is actually one of the first things you do in rehearsal, especially at Great River, is called table work. So essentially all the actors and the director, the text coach, stage manager sit down at a table and they parse through the script. And what I love about that is I love being in a room with smart people who are talking about things that they're passionate about, because you just learn, and it's such human nature. So I think that's what I love about Shakespeare so much, is because you do have a decent amount of table work. So it is a lot of like parsing through the nitty gritty, but also asking the big questions that Shakespeare asks of its readers and performers and audience.
Okay. Are there any events at this year's festival that you're particularly excited about besides the two plays that you're involved with?
I am excited for the Will Run. I'm not a runner. But me and a couple friends form a group, and we're called the Will Trot. So we walk around the lake with our coffee and our donut. But it's just fun to get out in the morning, because this is such a late night profession that it is nice to wake up early sometimes and walk around the lake and get some exercise, which is sometimes by the wayside. And I also love the concerts on the green. I'm really excited to hear Mike Munson play. He's my favorite.
Cool. Very cool. So again, it's that camaraderie that really makes this special, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. Like, once again, you don't come here if you don't love the people and if you don't love the community.
Right, right. What is it about theater itself that you just love the most?
I love storytelling, and I love telling stories. And even if sometimes you don't agree 100% with the show, there's always something I feel that the audience can get out of it, and it is something that's impactful. And the moment I think that we stop telling stories as theater people and we just start telling spectacle is when I'm uninterested. I always want to focus on stories rather than spectacle.
Right. Okay. What would you say to someone who is interested in becoming a stage manager? Is there a direct path to that, or should you go kind of acting first, or how does that work?
If you are interested in stage management, I would say find a program that will let you stage manage, if that's your high school, if that's your college. I was really lucky that the university I ended up for as an acting major had a really good stage management program. And it's just one of those little blessings. I was like, oh, here we go. And I would say the biggest thing is find a mentor. Find somebody who is in the field, who is working as a non-ec or as an equity stage manager, and listen and learn and follow. If you're new to the career, go get a summer internship, because that's going to get you connections, that's going to get you future work, and it's going to push you beyond the boundaries of school.
Okay, okay, that sounds like solid advice. What do you hope that audiences take away from your plays in the end?
Two different stories. So for Shakespeare in Love, I hope that they take away, that the love of theater is innate, and that it is important, and that even though it might be messy and we don't understand it all the time, that it does create moments of community, not just on stage and not just with the actors and the theater goers, but also the community at large. And that we can laugh at ourselves Venus in Fur. Very different show. I hope people start talking about gender politics and what that means, and I really hope that we address how we treat both men and women. It's not just women are treated poorly, men are also treated poorly by society, and we need to be honest about that, and we need to talk about that.
Okay, so there's some really kind of deep issues that people can think about walking away from these two shows, isn't it?
I think Venus in Fur is much more apparent because that's what it's made for, but I think the Shakespeare in Love that we have created also can send audiences away asking questions and having conversations rather than just like, oop, good show.
Okay, great, great. Well, I've been here with Kate Oker. She's the stage manager for Shakespeare in Love and Venus in Furs. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks again to Kate Oker for joining us today on ArtBeat. Kate is the stage manager for Shakespeare in Love and Venus in Fur at this year's Great River Shakespeare Festival. For showtimes and ticket information, go to grsf.org. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and you've been listening to Kate Oker on ArtBeat.
ArtBeat is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. Visit us on the web at kqal.org.